just some halachot that are connected to the Seder, specifically to the two events that are called Maror and Korech. Of course, we start with the Maror. One has to have a kezayit of it. Kezayit is very simple to calculate when it comes to Maror. One just needs to measure 30 grams. When you measure 30 grams, you'll have a kezayit. To take your scales out before the holiday, just to get a rough estimate what 30 grams looks like. And that you take from the hasa, which we call the romaine lettuce. It's preferably, of course, it should be checked properly. Some people only eat the stalks, because they're much easier to check for bugs. And then, of course, the beracha is made, Asher kedeshanu b'msotav v'sivanu al achilat maror. Of course, the maror has to be dipped as well into the haroset. There's a somewhat of a question that the Ner Litzion poses: what should one do first? Should one dip it in the haroset and then make the beracha, or should he make the beracha and then dip it in the haroset? Sounds like a small subject, but he brings Rishonim that are mashma both ways. For example, from Harambam, it's mashma that you make the beracha first, and after the beracha, you dip in the haroset and then you eat. And that's mashma also from other Rishonim that he quotes. Some, however, have mashmaut the other way. And that's the way Maran sounds like. That's the way the Ben Ish Chai sounds. Ben Ish Chai sounds like you take the maror, you dip it in the haroset, and then you make the beracha. Le ma'aseh, he doesn't give us a clear way. He says, sarich iyun le ma'aseh. So therefore, we'll continue our normal minhag that most people do, is they take the maror, they dip it in the haroset, they shake a little of the haroset off, and then they make the beracha, and they eat it. Of course, there's no leaning when it comes to the maror. Following the maror, there is the korech. Korech, basically, which we call in the vernacular, might be inaccurate, but we do call it the sandwich. And because of that, we take two pieces of matzah, which equals a kezayit, and we take maror again, which equals a kezayit, and we sandwich it like a standard sandwich, like you'd make a tuna fish sandwich, where we put the tuna fish in between the two pieces of bread. So we put the maror in between the two pieces of matzah, and we dip it in the haroset, and we say zecher lehilel, zecher lemikdash, kehilel hazaken, and we lean to the left. However, Rabbi Mazuz, Shiyayin, his new Haggadah Shel Pesach, brings that the minhag of the Sfaradim was always to make the korech where the maror is on the outside and the matzah is sandwiched underneath. He brings proofs from Rishonim. He says, look at the Rabbeinu Hananel, which we saw on Daf Kuf Tet Vav in Masechet Pesachim. It's much more like that from the Sefer HaChinuch as well, in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. And it's also much more like that from a good reading of the Ben Ish Chai, as much as that the lettuce or the romaine was on the outside. And the truth is, the word korech sounds like that. Korech is to wrap. That means we're wrapping the matzah with a with the maror. Rabbi Moshe Sternbach in his Mu'adim Uzmanim also brings this minhag down, and he quotes a sefer called Magid Misharim. The reason why we do it this way, he says, because first the Jewish people experienced the maror, and then we got to the redemption, which is the matzah, implying that the maror was on the outside, and then we got to the matzah, which was on the inside. Ashkenazim, Rabbi Mazuz points out, weren't able to eat the matzah like this, or the korek like this, because they used to use, or they still use, the horseradish for the maror. So horseradish, you can't wrap around the matzah, the horseradish. So therefore they would eat it in between. But Sfaradim that always ate romaine were able to wrap it around. And therefore, lema'aseh, it doesn't matter how you eat it. Whether you put it in between the slices of matzah, or you put it around, the point is you should not allow to eat them separately. Like some people just take a piece of matzah and a piece of maror, and they just take a bite of this and a bite of that, and they have it together. Clearly that's not good according to anybody. The proper way would be to wrap it around the matzah or to put it in between, like people are accustomed to doing, which probably came from Ashkenazim. But nonetheless, either way is fine regarding to eat the korech. Now again, there's a comes out according to this, we need to have two kezayits of maror on the night of Pesach, one for the regular eating and one for the korech. That is a big debate or discussion regarding dipping the maror in the haroset. Maran's lashon is v'yishka'enu kulo. Chambetzion implies from this that you have to dip the whole maror into the haroset. Not like many of our customs that the Mishnah Berurah brings, where we just dip the tip of the maror into the haroset, and then we shake it off, and then whatever sticks, or whatever not. But maror's lashon is yishka'enu kulo. It sounds like it has to be totally immersed. Although it's worthy to point out that when the Beinish Chai quotes the Salacha, he just says v'yishke'enu b'haroset. He doesn't say kulo. Some would make a diuk on that, that the Beinish Chai doesn't know that it has to be kulo. Either way, there is what the Rav Acham ben Sion held. Again, once you try to dip the whole maror in the haroset, and of course, one would shake it off. So the ma'aseh, one would try to dip the whole maror in the haroset, shake it off, then make the beracha, eat it without leaning, and then take the korech, like we said. And everybody agrees when it comes to the korech, you don't need to dip the whole korech in the haroset. They even maran says be it belindu, and then one just has to dip it, and that would be sufficient. It should be noted that as much as you can eat from the ke'ara is the best. The ke'ara's equipment is the real equipment for the seder. Therefore, if you put a big bowl of haroset on the ke'ara, and the people eat from that haroset, or take from it, it'll be much better. It's clearly, we understand, it's hard to put, you know, so much maror for every single person of the seder on the ke'ara. But again, as much as you can take from the ke'ara without compromising the ke'ara should be intact, at least until the end of the mitzvot. Matovu matovu.